I started the game, though at the time I was rather lame, and it caught the attention of the server's host. He cursed me up and he cursed me down, said get some skills or get out of town. Before I got kicked, I heard him call me noob. Well, I played hard and my skills got late. There wasn't FPS that I couldn't beat. I'd be top of the boards the day the game was released. Once again, I found this friend and I challenged him, said just say when. And the longest deathmatch of my life began. On the 48th hour, the score was tied. I started to yawn, barely closed my eyes. Right then, he let the Redeemer fly. My display went red as I fell asleep. In overvoiced chat, a familiar shriek.
Haha, you suck, noob!
Lord, I hate this game.
Hello, it is Tuesday, November 22nd, Xbox 360 launch day. You are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I'm your host, Chris, and this is show number 32. Check out our website, www.dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, podcast feeds, and other magical goodness. Also, if you want to send us some email, audio questions are welcome. Videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. The intro music and the outro music this week were done by Bob. That's all him. He had parodied a Johnny Cash song. This one's called A Boy Called Noob. Let me just proceed this here with, this week is going to be a little bit different show. It's just me flying solo. The reason for this is because I was at the Xbox 360 launch at our local Target store. There will be more details on this, but basically it consists of me standing out in the freezing rain for 14 hours. I debated not even doing a show at all, but I did think there was some good information and people did have some questions for me, so I figured I might as well put it out. It's not going to be funny or anything, but this is just the facts and the info. I am running on literally about 40 hours no sleep. Please forgive this podcast. It's going to be a little bit piecemealed. It's going to be a little bit choppy and jumping around a little. I'm doing my best to kind of keep it on track. This is normally not what we're about. We're usually a little bit more humor. I have the peanut gallery thrown in their comments. This is going to be more informative about the 360. We're not even going to really get into any news this week. I'm going to handle all that stuff in the next show. Like I said, guys, I'm sorry. I will get to your questions. I will get to your emails. I will get to the forums. I honestly haven't even checked them the last 2 days, so I'm just beat, man. I'm going to jump in. What I've done was, as I was playing around with Xbox Live and some of the different features, I had my little iRiver MP3 recorder, and I actually recorded just my first impressions. I'm going to supplement those impressions with some other notes that I've taken down. I also actually have some audio that I took from the line at launch, so I'll be sticking that in here as well. Let's just jump right into it. Here's basically what I did. 1 o'clock, I was calling around. I needed to get an Xbox 360. The two other guys had their Xboxes already. They had pre-order. They were all set. Stupid me, I was the one that was saying, hey, don't worry about it. You don't need to pre-order. There'll be plenty to go around. I admit it, I'm wrong, very much so. So I went over to our local Walmart. I was told that they had some systems there. I stood in line there for a couple hours to find out that they had 4 premium systems and 10 core systems. The core is the crappy one. Doesn't have the hard drive, doesn't have the headset, doesn't have the remote. It really makes me wonder, I mean, what were they trying to do at Microsoft with this thing? Why not just release all the premium and not worry about it? You could imagine the amount of grumpy dudes that were in line. They were very ticked off because they found out, hey, I can't get the premium system. That's the one I want. I got to get stuck with this core garbage. So if I want it to be the same functionality that I'm looking for, I'm going to have to spend $100 on an external hard drive. I'm also going to have to buy HD cords if I have a high-definition TV. That's going to cost me $40. Plus, I'm losing out on the headset and I'm losing out on the remote. So after deciding that I did not want the core system, I was going to go take my chances and hunt around and see if I could find a premium. I ended up at our local Target in Medina, Ohio there. And they said that they were going to have 9 premium systems and 10 core systems. I said, all right, cool. I will be number 5 in line. What's the downside? Well, the downside, of course, is that it's about 5 o'clock at this point. Target, what they were going to do is at 6 a.m. Tuesday, they're going to be giving out tickets. If you get a ticket, you're guaranteed a system. Just come back at 8 o'clock when the doors open and you will be able to buy your system. What am I going to do for the next 14 hours? I called my wife. She brought up some clothes. There was already 4 dudes ahead of me in line. They were prepared. They had chairs. They had hot chocolate. They had all kinds of good stuff. So I got my situation all in gear. I got all my gear all bundled up, and it was not a bad day. It ended up being freezing rain. It went down below 20 degrees. It was miserable and nasty. I will say that I was with about 15 other guys. All of them were cool. There were no problems. There was no fights. There was no egos. We had had a pretty good time. It was really rough from about 3 o'clock in the morning until about 6 in the morning because you couldn't really sleep. It was just too friggin' cold. Pretty much out of stuff to talk about. Everyone was starting to get a little cranky, a little grumpy. They didn't want to really be, you know, just sitting there waiting for the Xbox. It would have been cool if the weather was a little bit better. I did have a fun time. I don't regret doing it. Will I run out to do it again? I don't know. I mean, I'm wired right now, and I think I have a cold, but I did get the 360. I do at this point want to thank CNC and Z36, as well as their families, because they felt bad for me that I was standing out in the cold, and they brought up donuts and hot chocolate, and they had little Dream Station business cards, and we passed them out to the guys in line. They loved it. The guys thought it was very cool. So thank you for helping me out a little bit there. I never thought that I would be one standing out for 14 hours overnight in the freezing rain to try and get an Xbox, but hey, what did I end up buying? I'm going to actually jump over to the audio clip that I took and explain that a little better and then jump back. All right, so in case anybody's wondering what I did end up buying with the X360 here is I got the premium Xbox 360 console that includes inside of it the console itself, the hard drive, a wireless controller, the headset, Ethernet cord, big whoop, and the component HD cables. So I have a high-def TV. The cables are actually, they have the high-def and the RCA both on them. The headset, from what I hear, you can use your old Xbox Live headset if you want. So if you did manage to get stuck with the core system, if you do not have an HD TV and you have the core system, you don't really need to buy the cables, so that's not a big loss. It'll come with the standard RCA stuff. You do want to pick up a hard drive. I really recommend it, and I believe you can use your old Xbox headset. As far as games, what I picked up, I got Project Gotham Racing 3, Call of Duty 2, and I have FIFA 2006 as well as Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2006 that I will be doing reviews on. I also picked up 3 extra wireless controllers. I picked up 2 charge and play kits. Remember, the charge and play kits plug into the front of your Xbox, and they will charge up the juice in the battery. The charge and play kit comes with a cord and a battery. You stick the battery in your wireless controller, and while that puppy is plugged into your USB port, it will charge the battery for you. Now, it's important to note that even though the thing charges the power through that USB cable, the signal is still being sent wirelessly. So it's not like that's a true wired controller, just as an FYI. I also got 2 extra batteries. The batteries were like $12. The charge and play kit was $19. I only got 2 of them because I figure, what are the chances really of all 4 controllers going down at the same time? And even if they do, you can always swap out, stick in 2 AA's. And the charge that come with the system, it took me about 2 or 3 hours with playing the games to get this thing all the way charged up to full. And at any time, you can hit your little Xbox guide button, and it will tell you in the upper left how much juice is left on that battery, which is kind of neat. I will say that the Xbox Live button that opens up, I mean, pauses the game, whatever you're doing, and you can instantly access your friends. I was chatting with Godfrey over at Gamertag Radio. I had mentioned I talked with Crom a little bit. It's all right there, dude, and it's really, really neat. And the way it works, they did a pretty good job. I'm playing Project Gotham Racing right now, and using the streaming capabilities, I got all my MP3s downstairs, and I can just hit the guide button, jump in, pick which genre, which, you know, song, which artist, whatever, and then hit play, and then poof, it's going right in the game. So that's awesome. I don't even know what songs came with Gotham Racing because I immediately put in my own stuff. So, all right, I popped in the old 360 here. It was pretty easy to set up. I simply transferred my account. It literally took me like 2 minutes. I also went the extra step, and I went ahead and I installed the, in order to stream media from your PC, you got to be running Windows XP, and you got to download something from xbox.com/PC setup, and it will allow you to share certain folders, so it'll automatically get my music folders and stuff. I guess it would be good to mention that in order to stream videos, like AVI files and whatnot, you need Media Center XP for your operating system on your computer. If you do not have that, if you just have Windows XP, you get your music and you also get your picture. I guess some is better than none. I'm sure that somebody will figure out a way to get the video onto the Xbox 360, but as of right now, just as an FYI, you're not going to get the video. You will get your pictures and your audio, though.
And the streaming of the music works really good. The streaming of the pictures is decent. I jumped into the downloads area. It's scary how easy it is that, I mean, your gamer tag is tied into your credit card. So I jumped on. I wanted to play Gauntlet. Gauntlet cost me 400 points. I could buy 500 points for $6.25. So I said, sure, what the heck, let me try it out. I'm do 2 button clicks, and you've just paid $6.50 for, I mean, so you parents got to watch what your kids are doing. There are settings in the Xbox to turn on and off things.
So far, so good. The Xbox is hooked up. Everything's working well. The wireless controllers were a little bit tricky to set up. You have to hold down that media guide button on your controller. The little controller lights will flash. Then you also have to go over to your console. There's a little connect button. What it does is it'll send a wireless signal out. Then you come back to your controller again. You hit the wireless signal sender on the controller. Those two dudes will sync up, and then you'll get the little, what do they call it, the ring of light. You'll have a little quarter of the ring of light set up, and then you're good to go. I know my wife was very, very impressed with the wireless. Less clutter, less wires and tangle around the area. The power brick is quite large for this thing. The power supply is not inside of the Xbox console. They had to pull it out. So the Xbox power brick, I have some pictures I'm going to put up on the website. It's almost as long as the Xbox unit itself. Another thing to mention is, my wife did say it's sexy and it's sleek, but it's not much smaller than the current generation of the Xbox. It's a little less bulky, I will say it, but side by side, they're in the same ballpark. It's not like something that, oh yes, this is so much nicer and so much more small and slim. Let me jump over to Xbox Live and its marketplace. What they have is they have a marketplace. Everything's based on marketplace points. Marketplace points do have real money value. You have to buy the marketplace points, and then you use those points to buy things on Xbox Live. I want to say that 500 points cost you $6.25, so everything's going to cost you points. You want to change your little gamertag picture to be the Cleveland Browns, well, it's going to cost you something like 60 points. What can you get from the Xbox Marketplace aside from games? Well, you can get demos. So yes, you can try before you buy, which is really, really cool. I know the demo for NBA Live 2006 is up there. There's demos for all of the Xbox arcade games, you know, the Jousts and the Zumas and the Gauntlets. You can get trailers for games. You can get trailers for movies. There's a lot of different stuff you can download. It's really cool. The problem with this is that there's no background streaming. What I mean by that is if you're going to download the King Kong trailer, and it's going to be, let's say, 200 megs. I'm just pulling that number out of the air. Well, while that thing's downloading, can you do other stuff? No, you cannot. You got to sit there and watch the little progress bar go across, because if you get out and you try and go play a game, or if you get out and you try and do something else other than just, say, chatting, it's going to throw your download off, which kind of stinks. I'm hoping that that's something that they can change during the update, but you know, they don't make that very clear. I've been experimenting around with it, but everything that I've done that way, it gets left in a state where it's unfinished being downloaded, and you got to go back and do it again. So let me throw in the comments that I made about the marketplace, and then I will come back and clarify that a little bit with some audio here. I did speak with Crown War God. He is also on our forums, and he said, hey, what you need to do is you want to disable that thing, untie it from your credit card somehow, and I don't know all the details here, but basically, when you add Microsoft points, like I had mentioned, it will take the money right out of your credit card. The problem with that, of course, is, like I said, somebody gets on here, doesn't know what they're doing, or you got a kid in the house, they're just buying everything left and right, now you owe $100. He's saying you can buy these prepaid marketplace points, and then you redeem these points. That might be a better way to do it for parents and people who are a little leery about, you know, the temptation to buy a $5 game is too great.
I think the biggest thing that I've noticed about the Xbox 360, though, is really Live. I was a fan of the current-gen Xboxes Live. I thought that that was great. It was really cool because you could match up with your friends and everything else. The Xbox 360 really does take it to the next level because you're really always connected. It's almost like Instant Messenger where you see a little pop-up in the corner of the thing. So-and-so has come online, so-and-so has gone offline. At any point you see those, you can press the little media button on your controller that will automatically jump you to their gamer tag card. I will get to the gamer tag card in one moment. But the good thing about this is they're coming on and off. If you want to chat with somebody, it used to be a pain in the butt. You could only do it with certain titles, like you had Halo 2. Okay, so you can send them a voicemail message now and they can reply. Well, with this, everybody's on it all the time. And again, because this stuff's wireless, I was talking to our CNC, our webmaster, for a couple hours today on and off. And I was just walking around the house doing my thing, and he could be playing a game while him and I are chatting, which is really cool. I mentioned the guys over at Gamertag Radio. They were playing Perfect Dark Zero. I was screwing around downloading stuff off of the marketplace, and again, the chat was still going on. So it's very cool. It's a lot more integrated. It's a lot more seamless. Because of this, I think it's going to be a lot closer knit group of friends. I have friends on my friends list that I've never even heard their voice because now the headset is a lot more important. Now there's going to be a lot more communication, which is cool. It's going to bring you all together. I mentioned this whole gamer tag card. What you got to do is when you make your account, they're going to want some details on you. You can put your little avatar up from one of the pre-selected images. You're going to get to know what type of gamer are you. Are you a casual gamer that you're just trying to play to have fun? Are you a professional gamer where it's all about winning? Are you a smack talker? Or are you just, you know, a family kind of oriented person that doesn't want any jibber jabber or swearing? They just want to come out, play very casual. Who really cares if they win or lose? What it'll do is they have a matching system online that will try and match you up with other players in your style. So that's not going to put, you know, Mr. Serious against somebody's grandma who's usually just playing checkers online when she just happens to jump into, you know, a racing game that she wants to try out or whatever. So speaking of gamer tags, yes, you can change your gamer tag. There is an option. It's going to cost you 800 points, which is something to the effect of $12, $13. It's cool that they give you the option. It's kind of a bummer that they're going to charge you. But again, with this whole marketplace points, these microtransactions, you really don't realize that you're kind of getting nickel and dimed. You're going to pay $5 here, $5 there. The next thing you know, you spent $150. Now, I bought Gauntlet. I bought Geometry Wars and one other game. So I spent about $25. So that's not doing too bad for what you get, but you really got to pay attention, guys, to what you're getting and how you're getting it. If you want every single thing that you can download, it's going to cost you a lot of money. So there is a lot free. The trailers, the demos, there's, I think, a video by Audio Slave or something in there. So there's a lot of free stuff you can get. I guess now would be a good time to mention that your hard drive is going to come pre-filled with garbage. It's got some Titanic videos on there. It's got some different, you know, the making of the Xbox 360. I didn't even watch it. I clicked on the Titanic one. I saw James Cameron and whatever. I deleted everything off of there. I deleted the media. I don't want that. I'll put it on there myself. It's only 20 gigs. You've wasted 7 of it already. Thank you very much. I should mention about the different types of Xbox Live because the question will be asked. Everybody gets a silver for free. You do have to put in a bunch of information, email address. They want you to make a passport account. The silver is free. Now, you're going to have limits. You're not going to probably be able to play every single online game. If you want to do that, you're going to want to pay the $60 a year, $50 a year, whatever it is, and you're going to want to go with gold. Gold is basically the current generation Xbox. All the functionality, all the features. Silver is kind of, you could go online, you can do your chatting, you could probably send text messages back and forth, but you're not going to be able to game as much. So it depends. Right now, if you sign up for a silver account on a new account, they will bump you up to gold for 1 month trial. So it may be the time you want to try it out, see how much you really use it, and see if it's worth it for you to spend the $60. I guess I should also mention it again, guys. I apologize for bouncing around. I've had a very long 2 days here. As far as high-definition support, my TV does not support 720p native. 720 means the number of lines of resolution. P means progressive scan. It's going to go straight from top to bottom. My TV supports 480p, which is a lower resolution. It also supports 1080i. I means interlace. What that's going to do is the TV monitor is going to scan lines 1, 3, 5, 7, and then come back after it's all done and do 2, 4, 6, 8. I was worried, and I've heard that in high action, that's going to look like crap. Well, I was playing Call of Duty and Project Gotham Racing at 1080i, and all the text is super crisp. All the action is really nice. I didn't see any tearing or any image problems at all, so I think you're in business if you can support that. The 480p didn't look too bad, but it is definitely an improvement to go high def. And again, my stuff's not even really true high def, so if you got that, you're seriously golden. So before I wrap it up here, what's the final verdict? Well, do I think it's worth $400? It depends. It's worth $400 if you look at it potential. Is it worth $400 right today? I don't think so. The reason being is there's really not any super must-have titles. Call of Duty is good. There's a couple decent titles. Project Gotham Racing is very good. But I mean, there's nothing that you absolutely have to buy the system for. It just came out. The 18 launch titles, you know, that's a good start. I think as we go forward, it's going to get better. What they've done with just the system itself is excellent. Do I think that you should go out and spend $900 on a system and make sure that you get it by Christmas? Oh, heck no. I would wait until the price drops. You know, I like it. I like it a lot, but I'm going to say you're going to have to just hold off on this unless you're a serious diehard, and then you're going to have a lot of fun with it, but as more games come out, then the anticipation level will go up and it will turn into a must-have. Is it a must-have right now? No, it's not. I'm happy that I bought it. As the games come out, these are first-gen games. In 6 months or a year from now, when the developers figure out really what they're doing and we have some good role-playing titles, you know, we're going to have have Dead or Alive coming out soon. We're going to have the new Morrowind, Oblivion, Elder Scrolls coming out. There's a lot of stuff that is going to be coming. It's just not here yet. So hold your money and wait and see. It's been about, 20 minutes of the show? I think that's about all she wrote, guys. Again, I apologize for the lack of humor. This is just going to be informative. I'm beat. I got to go take a nap or something. Send us some audio questions or some email questions if you guys want any more info on the 360s. I will be putting pictures up on the forums very soon here, probably tonight or tomorrow. Videogameshow@dreamstation.cc is the email address. Check out the website, dreamstation.cc. I hope everybody does have a good, safe Thanksgiving. Please come back next week and give a listen. And we're going to end this week on some audio clips that I stole off of the Target 360 launch about guys, what games they were looking for at launch. So until next week, take care.
I'm Brian, and I'm looking for the Call of Duty.
My name is Zach Bishop. I'm from Mansfield, Ohio. Perfect Dark Zero.
I'm Seth Masenko from Valley City. Probably Most Wanted.
Most Wanted, Need for Speed Most Wanted?
Ricky Peaches, Medina, and probably Perfect Dark Zero.
Kevin Joseph, Medina, Ohio.
Most anticipated launch title?
Halo 3. Oh, launch title?
Launch title. Can't be Halo 3.
Call of Duty 2.
Call of Duty 2. Are you not psyched with the launch titles then?
No,
nothing really that good. You're just getting it just for the future potential.
Yeah.
All right.
Zach Masenko, Most Wanted.
John Hayes, Medina, Perfect Dark Zero.
Jacob Corbin, Project Gotham Racing 3.
There you go. That's the correct answer. All right. Even though this trader's going to Walmart, we waited with him all morning at Walmart.
Dude, you're
going to
get me killed here.
Ben Kasman from Medina. Probably Perfect Dark Zero.
Perfect Dark, a lot of Perfect Dark Zero. All right.
I'm Brandon. I'm from Brunswick. Looking forward to Madden.
Kevin Price from Medina. Perfect Dark Zero.
Ian Salus, Medina, Most Wanted.
Chris Price, Medina, Perfect Dark
Zero. Bob Loker, Brunswick, Perfect Dark Zero.
Rich Tormet, Seville, Ohio. And I'm looking forward to playing Perfect Dark Zero.
Perfect
Dark.
Dude, everybody's Perfect Dark.
Should be Project Gotham, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I got that one, too.
Sean Alexander, Medina, Ohio.
Most Wanted launch title, even though you're sitting out here and you're not even getting a system and you are second in line.
Probably
Halo. Not Halo. Everyone wants to say Halo 3. There's no Halo
3. Project Gotham 3.
Project Gotham 3.
I think Perfect Dark.
And what's your name and where are you from?
I'm from Brunswick, and my name is Gerald.